Hello, it's the post-match show. After Liverpool lose again, Liverpool lose at home again, Liverpool are abject again to go through all that. I've got Phil Blundell, I've got Josh Sexton, and I've got Lizzie Doyle. We're in person in Avenue HQ. We've just done hot mic, socially distanced, and we're watching it all separately. We've come together at a reasonable distance from each other to do this. We're trying to cheer ourselves up, and one of the things we've decided to do is the other day, basically, the Anfield Wrap have done... Well, they're planning to do some stuff around 20 years of 2001. And for that, we've compiled the 2001 playlist. So basically, I'm going to play little bits of this playlist when this gets too sad. So if it gets a bit too sad and we get a bit too down, I'm going to play a random song from 2001, which it transpires. I haven't made the playlist. Might have been the best song for singles ever done. But... we've got to get down. We've got to get dirty. Fucking hell, Phil, do a shite.
What's the first song?
Well, it mixes it up.
Say something sad, Phil.
Liverpool are shite.
You don't get it that easily. We need to start with the fussy.
It was not great, was it? It's like everything that the last few months at Anfield's been. I mean, that's what, 13 halves without a goal from open play, which is awful, frankly. It's terrible. It's as bad as it's probably ever been at Anfield in any of our lifetimes, in the lifetimes of people considerably older than us. I think there's a thing where a lot of people are going to focus on us tonight. I thought Chelsea were really, really very good. They made the pitch very small in front of their penalty box that stopped us getting anywhere near. I mean, I reckon I could have played in goal with a blindfold on tonight and the score would still have been 1-0 to Chelsea, pretty much. I think there was one shot on target. What was it? Wijnaldum header with 5 minutes to go. And I watched it with Josh in the other room from where you were doing the hot mic. And I almost celebrate the fact that we'd had a shot on target, like a goal, because it felt like serious progress from the first 85. It felt like genuine progress from the first 85 minutes of... It wasn't even like bar the Mane one in the first half, where I think he's panicked. And I think there's... Mane, for me, looks like a player... playing without a bit of confidence at the minute, and he didn't even snatch at it. He just missed the ball, and the obvious chance thing to do for me in that situation, and obviously you've got to think quickly at this level of football, but he should have taken a touch. And if he takes a touch and misses, no one would have gone, oh, you should have hit that first time, I don't think. And that was as good as it got for 80. Well, in fact, that was probably as good as it got in the whole game, and it wasn't even a shot.